Hello and welcome back to the Big Definitions Podcast. I'm here with one of my other hosts, Quinn. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about why we love Disneyland. So let's get started. Okay, so Quinn, what do you love about Disneyland?
I think the biggest aspect I love most about Disneyland is the atmosphere. Whenever you go there, you just feel immersed in the Disney spirit, and it's just so fun to be around.
I feel like people will go to Disneyland specifically for the attractions, but you go for more than that. You go for the experience. Like there's things that you do there that you normally don't do in your everyday life. And every normal theme park, like Lagoon or
Knott's Berry Farm
or like Six Flags or whatever. So like I feel like that's what Disney should, like, it's just a great aspect of Disney.
I feel like that's also part of the reason why the Disney hotels and like the cruises and all those like immersive experiences do so well, is because people love to come and just experience the Disney spirit and just get into the thick of it.
So what actually got you and your family into going to Disneyland?
So back when I was a little child, my parents asked my oldest siblings what they wanted, if they wanted a Wii or if they want to go to Disneyland. And my older siblings said they would like to go to Disneyland instead. And they had a really good time on that experience. And so ever since then, our family has just made a habit of going to Disneyland and having really fun times with each other there.
Okay, that's actually really cool. Like, the reason why we started going to Disneyland and Disney World, but Disneyland we're talking specifically, is because my dad and his family, they grew up loving Disney. And my mom, my grandma's a big traveler, so she would take my dad and a date to Disneyland for a day.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So they would like fly there, go to Disneyland, fly back. And like, I feel like that is kind of like a fun thing that you can do. And so that's kind of how, and then it kind of, my dad like brought it into my personal immediate family. And then they just took my older siblings. They would actually go to Disney World like once a year because it was just so cheap or something. They would just find cheap flights on it and they would go. And then it just started to become a tradition to go to Disney every once in a while. So like, right now we're planning a trip, to go to Disneyland in, November.
Oh, sounds like a party.
Disneyland specifically. Yeah. And I'm excited because like there's things that I haven't experienced yet, like Star Wars Land and all that stuff. And I'm really excited to go. And we're going with my nephew and my brother. And
so, yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So what do you guys plan on doing when you're in Disneyland? Are you going to stay at any specific hotels?
No, we'll probably just stay at like a Staybridge Suites or like a Holiday Inn or something. We're not going to be like going to Disneyland Hotel. I've only been once and that was just for the experience. I really would like to go again, but like, I feel like you don't need a Disney hotel in order to have the full Disney experience, Disneyland experience or Disney World experience.
Yeah.
I mean, like, obviously you guys, have you ever gone to a Disneyland hotel?
I don't think I've ever been to a Disneyland hotel, but whenever we go, we used to stay at our grandparents' house whenever we went to Disneyland. And so we'd wake up super early in the morning, drive the hour and a half over to Disneyland every day. And then after the parks closed, we drive the hour and a half back to our grandparents' house and just did that.
Do your grandparents still live there?
No, my grandparents have moved now, so we can't do that anymore.
Hey, there's like Holiday Inn and Staybridge Suites, which are A-okay. Or like you can get like sometimes when we go to Disney World or Disneyland, we'll get Airbnbs, especially since we have such a big family.
Yeah.
And we'll just rent it out for a few days and then we'd go to the park and stuff. Last time I went to Disneyland, we stayed in a Staybridge Suite. So that's why I came up with the idea for Staybridge Suite. So it was actually really fun. So I want to kind of just have us talk about our last time experience, like our last visit to Disneyland. So let's start with you. When was your last time to Disneyland?
My last experience with Disneyland was a few years ago. Most recently, I went to Disney World. But Disneyland. So we stayed at a hotel like right across the street from the park entrance. So every morning we just woke up and walked over to Disneyland. It was a lot of fun doing that. I think one of the biggest things that our entire family did was the pin trading.
Oh my gosh, I love pin trading. I should actually show you my pins that I have collected so far. I really want to collect more and buy more because I feel like it's so much fun to do it there. Did you guys do it at Disney World? Or did they not allow it?
Disney World pin trading, especially during COVID and all that, it was limited, but there was still some pin trading.
There's still some. Yeah, pin trading used to be a huge thing, but now it's kind of like gone down and
it's kind of waned a little.
Yeah, it's like they've like got phases of things. Like on a podcast called the 3028, they talk about like some like merchandise that goes through phases. So like one of them was pins. They've got like Duffy for in Tokyo Disneyland. Like you'd collect stuff for Duffy, like Duffy clothes. Do you know Duffy the Disney Bear?
Nope, I don't believe I do.
Well, it originated in Tokyo Disneyland, so you probably don't. But
probably a huge thing over there.
Yeah, it's a huge thing, and so like they'll have like all these different like characters of Duffy's friends. It's kind of like, you just collect things for them. Like it's a bear,
little Duffy bear.
Yeah, or a Duffy and friends or whatever. Also, I'll hurry until my last time, and then I have another question for you,
All right.
And I want you to answer really well. Okay, so last time I went, I had a foreign exchange student, and my brother was engaged, and so my future sister-in-law at that time came with us, and then my foreign exchange student and my whole family, my grandma, we went for 3 days. Kind of the reason why is my grandma gave me and my three younger siblings a pass to Disneyland for 3 days for our birthdays / Christmas.
Fun.
And so they didn't we were already paid for. So then they just paid for the rest and we were able to go. And this was like right before, like it was like the year before Star Wars Land was supposed to open. So like we would walk to Disneyland. We would walk through downtown Disney. Speaking of which, have you been to downtown Disney?
I have been. We haven't, our family isn't huge shoppers about Disneyland, but yeah, I have been to it.
It's kind of cool to look around the shops, I feel like,
though. Yeah. It's really interesting because they have the whole street atmosphere. It's really cool down there.
Yeah, and they've got, like, these, like, some cool shops, especially, like, on the outside of the shops. Mm-hmm. They also have a movie theater, which that's where we saw Coco. And my dad, I think he was sitting in front of a girl with Mickey ears, and so he couldn't really see.
Oh, man.
So he had to, and then he fell asleep, and my sister Phoebe fell asleep. And so they went and saw it again after our trip, but we went and saw it. It was really good. I love Coco. I think it's a really great movie. And I just think of, whenever I think of Coco, I think of our first time to, our last trip to Disneyland. And so, like I said, Star Wars Land wasn't open, but it was still fun.
Yeah. I mean, it was still Disneyland before Star Wars Land.
Yeah, I was able to go on
the
California Screamin' one last time before it changed.
Yeah.
Was
the Tower of Terror converted?
Yeah, it already was converted. I thought it was, I liked it. Like, it wasn't, like,
it's got some kicking tunes.
Yeah, it's like, good. Especially, like, the animatronic for Rocket in the light. Have you been on it?
I have been on it. I really like that one, actually.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. I just hope that they don't change it, at Disney World. Because yeah. I feel like...
I hope they have one of each, because... They really have the spooky atmosphere for Tower of Terror down. It's just really good.
It's really good. I mean, like, everyone's, like, scared of it. Yeah.
If you go late at night on Tower of Terror, it's always a thrill.
Oh, my gosh. It's awesome. And then, like, you see Disneyland and all that stuff. And, like, in the Guardians of the Galaxy, Rocket makes this joke. He's like, oh, look, there's Disneyland when you go up to look out the window. And he's like... I can't remember what he says, but he says like something like that's not supposed to happen or whatever. And there's like this funny joke. And yeah. Also, Avengers Campus just was opened, and so I've heard it's pretty cool. I mean, there's some cool things.
Haven't gone yet. I'm really excited for it though.
Yeah. So when do you think you guys are gonna go next to a Disney park? Because
next, probably in a couple years.
couple years, and do you think you'll do Disneyland or Disney World again?
Definitely Disneyland.
Yeah, I feel like you kind of have to switch off. Like, you can't do one. Like, I haven't been to Disneyland for a few years, but last trip we went was Disney World, like Quinn, and I kind of just want to go to Disneyland because there's, like, since I've listened to, like, podcasts on Disneyland, there's, like, things I want to look for, like the Little Man of Disneyland. Have you heard of that?
I have heard of that.
I want to go, like, actually look at his house and, yeah, like now that I know that that's there, like, I want to go there.
Last
and I want to go.
When I didn't know the Little Man of Disneyland existed, so that'll be really interesting to.
That's what I'm excited for, is something like that. I just like Disneyland. Disney World is, like, I love it. It's awesome. But Disneyland is the one that Walt personally worked on. He saw it finished, like, the park.
That was his
Disneyland
brainchild.
Yeah, and there's, like, things that, like, I, like,
that are unique to Disneyland
that are not in Disney World. And,
like, the petrified tree.
Yeah, that tree. Go listen to the Backside of Water if you want to learn more about the petrified tree and stuff like that. But yeah, so there's, like, a lot of things I want to look for now that I know about it. And so, like,
yeah, it's really cool. Once you find out all these things, you're like, oh, how did I never notice these before?
Yeah. Okay, so my next question for you is, what is usually around your first land, like, land you go to, and, like, what's your first ride that you usually
go to? So our family, we have this down to a system. We're always, like, the first, second, or third people to enter the park.
Wow.
And so we're, like, diehard, get in there fast.
Like, you want to maximize your time as much as possible. You want to be able to go on as many rides as possible.
Our family, we love the attractions, and so that's probably awesome. The biggest thing that we do. First ride of the day, always Peter Pan's Flight.
Wow, okay.
Peter Pan's Flight or Snow White's Scary Adventure, because those rides are always jam-packed every other time of the day. So if you can get there first, you'll be able to go on them.
Especially Peter Pan. Like, I remember another time I went to Disneyland, one of the last rides we went on was, like, Peter Pan, and we waited for, like, 30 minutes just to get on it. And that's even after, like, at night, when, because usually when you go at night, then less
the kids are gone
and because they're tired and stuff like that. But then you, like, the teenagers basically run the park with their family and stuff. Like,
so if you can get onto those rides early in the morning before the crowds show up, usually once a day is good enough for our family.
Okay, so you guys go to Fantasyland first then.
Fantasyland first.
Okay. We usually go to Adventureland. I feel like we do, like, the little loop thingy. I mean, we'll sometimes go across, but we'll usually, like, start in Adventureland and, like, make our way through. And Adventureland, we usually either do Jungle Cruise first or Indiana Jones first.
Oh, Indiana Jones is also a good one to hit earlier in the morning.
Yeah, especially since it closes down a lot because of it's just, like, got...
It's some, a high-maintenance ride.
There's, like, some cool effects, though, in it. Like, they have actual fire and all that stuff. And
it's really cool.
So that's why it closes all down all the time. And anyways, so...
It takes all the work to maintain that.
Yeah, it does. So that's what we usually hit first. Another question, which tunnel do you enter first? Like, when you go in, do you do the left one? Like, when you're looking at the train station, do you do the left one or the right one?
We usually do the right one, I think.
Whoa, I do the left one. We exit on the right one.
I think it just matters what gate we enter from.
That's true. Like, if you're entering on the right side, like, go to the right one. But if you're entering
go
on the left
one
side,
that's closer.
Yeah, like, you want to get in as fast as you can, especially if you're gonna hit something like Peter Pan and
but I think it mostly just depends on what gate we enter through, but I feel like the majority of the gates out of the tunnels we've gone through have been the right one.
Okay, I have another question. So you've told us that your favorite ride is Toy Story Mania.
Yes,
but
sir.
That's not in Disneyland Park, so I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite ride in Disneyland Park?
All right, that's a good question. It's probably going to be somewhere between Space Mountain and where else? Splash Mountain is also very good. I think the three mountains, Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, and, four mountains actually. Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, and Mount Everest. Or not Everest, the Matterhorn.
Yes. Oh,
those
Matterhorn.
Those four are my favorites.
Matterhorn, like, I'm so excited to go on because, like, when I went, you don't have that at Disney World. And I'm like, I'm really excited to go because, like, it'd just be so fun. And I just love Matterhorn. Like, I don't care how jerky it is or if it makes your back hurt, but it's just awesome.
It's so great.
And, like, there's things that, like, oh, I
the
just...
The music in Space Mountain.
Oh, it's so, so much good. Better than the one at Disney World.
Yeah. When we, our family went to Disney World for the first time, we were like, yes, Space Mountain. It was a real... We were very disappointed, honestly.
It's the same exact track as Matterhorn.
Yeah, I know that, but there was no music to make it thrilling.
Well, they have it, I think, but it's, like, in the middle. They don't have, like, speakers all over, like, in Disneyland.
They don't have the speakers literally 2 inches from your
ears. Literally, the only reason why Disneyland only has one car, like, one track, is because it wasn't big enough, and that's why they have 2x2. Mm-hmm. It's because there wasn't big enough land to make it as big, like, the one at...
Florida, they just bought the entire...
Like, they literally, like, and it's, like, they could build another park, literally. Mm-hmm. Like, they could build 5 parks and more parks.
They can, they have quite some, a bit of land.
Which, that's why they'll make stuff like, new resorts, like, hotels and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure they'll make some other, like, another, not another theme park.
They'll make a ton of stuff.
Yeah, it definitely will be. But we're going to talk about Disneyland. Okay, so let's make our way across to California Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then we'll come back.
Hey, because I have a question for you. So does your family usually spend the entire day at one land or at one park, or do you usually get the park hopper tickets?
We usually only spend one time at a land. We usually will do, like, it's either 2 or 3. Well, if we get 3 days... This is what I like to do. Disneyland, California Adventure, then Disneyland. You have to start and end with Disneyland, I feel like.
Because it's just, like, the original.
Now, if it was 2, I would do California Adventure and then Disneyland. Because I feel like you should either, like, I feel like ending it with Disneyland is better.
Save the best
for last. Yeah, because, like, there's so, like, I know California Adventure, there's so many great rides in there. There's, like, Soarin' and all that stuff. But, like, Disneyland is Disneyland. Like, it's Disneyland. Anyways. Okay. So, I do have another... what do you guys usually do? One park or two?
We always... I don't think we've ever spent a day with a park hopper just because we always milk the everything out of a park and then go to another park. Or, like, we usually alternate.
So yeah. We'll go... How many days do you guys usually go? Probably
we try to maximize it, and so we find the most optimal time for us to go and, like, go for a week.
Oh, well,
like,
okay.
5 days.
Yeah.
5 days.
So that makes more sense. Like, we'll sometimes, like, do
2 days of travel, 5 days of parks.
Yeah. We'll sometimes do that, but, like, you, like, and if you do, like, the more days you do, the more time you can spend on one specific place. Like,
exactly.
Like, if you do, like, you could spend 1 day on half of California Adventure, and then the other California Adventure day you could spend on the other half.
Yeah.
And just do, like, that. Or
spend
you
a lot of time in Cars Land. They've got some really cool.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay. So what's your favorite land in California Adventure?
California Adventure, I love Paradise Pier. Or is it Pixar Pier?
It's
now?
Pixar Pier now.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go there.
But I think my new favorite is going to be Avengers Campus.
Avengers Campus.
I haven't been there yet, but I'm calling it right now. I'm a huge Avengers fan.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty cool. They've got, like, they're going to make Avengers ride, and then Guardians of the Galaxy is part of the land, and then they have the Spider-Man
web slingers.
Which I've heard it's, like, okay, it's like fun, but, like, it's, like, worth, like, only a 60-minute wait.
Mm.
So, like, that's, like, hopefully
only
1 hour is, like, worth it. Let's see what my favorite land is. Oh, this is gonna be hard. I kind of like
Pixar Pier, Cars Land, Avengers Campus,
Hollywood Land, it used to be.
Oh, yeah. There also used to be Bugs Land.
Oh, Bugs Land. That was awesome. I actually liked Bugs Land. I
ripped Bugs Land. I liked Bugs Land up until I was, like, 10, and then I stopped liking Bugs Land.
Well, I just like it. It's, like, it's cool because it's, like,
the one choice ride that never got old was Heimlich's Choo Choo Train.
Oh, I've never been on that.
But,
like,
what?
But, like, if you go to It's Tough to Be a Bug, like, we're pollinators. We're pollinators. Were they able to do that in Disney World?
Yeah, we were able to see that.
That's good.
Again, in Disney World.
Because I know that some of the shows were closed because of Clovis. That's what my grandma calls it sometimes.
Yeah, all the live shows, like with actors, were closed except for the Frozen one. I don't know why that one wasn't closed.
Yeah, why wasn't?
Like, I don't know.
I feel like the Frozen one, because it was like inside, but like if you had the Indiana Jones, which it's outside, it's got air going through it,
all the other
it'd be
ones
a lot
closed,
better.
Though.
And like the Beauty and the Beast one and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just love Disney. I miss it.
I'm ready to get back.
I'm ready to get back. Yeah, we usually go like what you do every few years.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why we've only done it a few years in a row was 1 year was my brother's graduation trip. Then another year, I think we just got money and we wanted to spend it on that because we got something from like one of my great uncles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other year was because my foreign exchange student was here and she had never been. And then the other year was my sister's graduation trip. So like,
so it was quite a few years.
There was like a few years in a row. And then
you're all
and then it
up.
Stopped. And then this will be our
first year since.
Yeah, first year since will all be right, this yeah. year. And like we're earning it by doing cleaning around the house, trying to get it all straightened up. That's what we do. And
right. So my final question for you is, how does your family get ready to go to Disneyland?
Like, what do you mean? Like in the day, like during the day?
No, like the days before you like leave to go there. Like, what does your family do?
So we usually like to keep our shopping in like in California. If we can, because of the fact that it's a lot of work to get all that food down there. Mm-hmm. And if we only have a certain amount of space.
Do you guys usually fly or
we usually drive. Flying, we only save for Disney World.
Then again, the big family.
Yeah. And so we usually we'll sometimes rent a car, like a van, one of those vans.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did that once. And yeah, but. Cause we had so many people and then we'll just drive down there. We'll usually stop in St. George, then drive the rest of the way after that. And so
stay the night in St. George.
Sometimes we'll go to Las Vegas instead and stay there, which I don't like Las Vegas whatsoever. And then after that, let's see. And then we just drive the way and then we spend the rest of that day. Usually just
downtown
getting,
Disney.
Yeah, getting ready, going to, if we can, going to Disney, downtown Disney, swimming if there's a pool, getting all our food. Because we usually only do one meal in the park. So mm-hmm. we do like, we'll get like sandwich stuff or like.
Our family's tradition is always like make burritos.
And yeah, so you told kind of, that on that.
That's kind of our family joke. Like, oh, the Disney sweaty bean burritos.
So do you usually do that for lunch or dinner?
Lunch.
And then what do you do for dinner? Do you guys just go back to the hotel or?
Yeah, dinner, like, well, so we'll be having snacks in our backpacks for the entire
sometimes
day.
That's what we do instead of lunch. It's like we just do snacks and all that stuff. And sometimes we won't even get dinner. Like, it's only, I can't.
Yeah, so dinner, usually I think we go back to our hotel after the park's closed.
Yeah.
We have a late lunch.
It's okay. So we'll usually eat the breakfast at the hotel, the breakfast that comes with the rooms or whatever. Yeah. The breakfast that tastes really horrible, but it's food, so yeah, whatever.
It'll get you through.
Or it's like you'll just eat the cereal because
honestly, you don't care about it though because you're about to go to Disney. You're not thinking, oh, this waffle is terrible.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm really ready. So then we just pack our stuff up. We kind of just get ready. We usually clean the house.
Watch Disney movies to get in the spirit.
So watch Disney movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?
So our family, what we always do is like, we'll watch Disney movies. We'll get ready. But like one thing that's different that separates our family from everyone else's families is we love the attractions. And so what we'll do is we'll like, go on walks, like speed walking miles just to get ready.
Really? That's awesome.
It's kind of funny because my dad's like, all right, guys, no crying in the parks, all right? We're going to get ready for this. We haven't done that in a while,
We don't really cry in the parks. Like, we don't get really upset.
Unless someone gets lost.
I just, yeah. How many times has that happened to you? I'll actually answer that. Hold on. I don't think
I've ever gotten lost.
Really? I have to talk to you about that because I've gotten lost like a few times.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think. What was the other one? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah. I usually am fine walking like a bunch of miles.
Mm-hmm.
It's the running. Like, I can't run that.
You know how we're not allowed to like run to the Disney
parks? Yeah, you're supposed to.
We'll practice our speed walking.
Yeah.
Like, all of our family, we're all super tall. And so.
Yeah, you guys are. You guys are really tall.
Except for my mom.
She's still like, she's tall. Like,
she's a little above average.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Exactly.
So what we'll do is like, we'll practice our speed walking using our long leg advantage. It's amazing.
Or you can just like hop on the trolley or whatever. Just teasing. No. Do you guys usually ride the monorail at all?
Usually we'll ride it once per Disney.
Yeah, that's kind of how I do. We do it. Like, we'll ride the monorail like once. I feel like
if we're all super tired and like we just want a break, we'll go ride the monorail. Or another thing we'll do is we'll ride the ferry goes around Tom Sawyer Island.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll take naps on the ferry.
That's such a good one.
We'll sleep on the ferry. It's great.
Oh, I'm thinking of like Haunted Mansion and all that stuff. It's like the slow rides and it's so fun and And like the smell of pirates. Oh, it smells so good. I don't know why everyone thinks that it smells so good, but everyone does.
Like, honestly, for me, pirates, it smells really good if you're in the mood for it. Otherwise, it's like, smells musty to me. But like, if you're in the mood for it, it's like, yes, you feel like you're there.
And guess what? They've stopped doing masks at Disney. So next time you guys go,
how interesting.
Next time we go, we won't have to wear masks. Yeah. Yay! I'm really excited about that. No one likes masks. Forgot. I was going to ask you another question. Oh, yeah. Do you guys, what do you guys, so do you guys, have Disney shirts that you guys wear and stuff like that in the parks? Or, hats or stuff like that?
Usually, occasionally we'll have hats that we've made. Like, I'm wearing a homemade Mickey hat right now. And we don't really have a ton of Disney merch just because that's not our family style.
Yeah.
But one thing that we have done in years past is, you know, the Jedi Training Academy, like where you can get to fight Darth Vader or Darth Maul, all that stuff. What we would do is we'd make signs that say like, the Force is strong with this one, or choose this Padawan, so that like we'd always get called up, and like we'd hold up the signs and like for some whatever reason.
Have you ever gotten called?
Yeah, we got called every single time we went.
Did you get to make your own lightsaber?
We didn't. I think that was before you made your own lightsaber. They just gave us a robe and a lightsaber and called it good.
Okay, yeah. So you can make your own lightsaber and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're a little bit too old for that now, sadly.
Yeah, well.
I should just sign up for it, see if they, or like go there, raise my hand, see if they let me.
Yeah. We usually get we'll usually have shirts that we got. We won't get them usually at the park unless my grandma's with me, because she spoils us with everything.
Yeah.
And she I've only had a few pair, a pair of Mickey ears, only one. And they hurt my head really bad. Actually, no, I had two pairs.
The Mickey ears are never super comfortable, I found.
Yeah, they hurt. The ones with the headbands, especially. It hurts because it's plastic. Yeah. Against my head. It's the Star Wars ones that light up. I'll have to show you it in a minute. It's just really, it's a real, it, I just, I don't know. That's what usually what we do. We don't spend all our money on it, because I feel like if you want to
super overpriced there.
It's
honestly true.
It's true. Sometimes if we have Disney gift cards, we'll save it for them. Yeah. That, because where else are you going to, you're going to buy it at a Disney store anyways. So why not do it in Disneyland or something?
Exactly.
Because if you're going to go to a Disney store and wherever, in fact, they've closed all Disney stores. Anyways, they're ending all the Disney stores to go. I think they're just putting them in Target basically, but
good old Target.
Good old Target. Okay, I have a few more questions and then we'll end this episode. I've got to think of them.
Maybe we should save those questions for another time, so that way we can have what we love about Disneyland part two. Maybe
yes,
we get
actually
more people on.
Oh my gosh, yes! We've got a new host. So the hosts here are me, Isaac, Quinn, Ava, Spencer, and now Kale, my other cousin. He's gonna become a host. And so we're gonna all hopefully
the Phoenicians family.
We're gonna all like, I want to do like one where we're all together and like talking at the same like
not at the same time.
But like talking. Anyways, so I'll save those questions for later. And we can get more people on.
Yeah, we can get the whole crew around here.
And always
remember to thank the Phoenicians.
Bye. Thank you.